I see with my own naked eye. I gotta cut the cord and fall away. That instinct I can justify. Big
And on, please.
Dumois has the whole story.
Did you hear what Dumois said?
Who is it?
O-M-G.
Can you believe this blind item?
Dumois was on that story a long time
ago. Sunday means celeb sightings with Dumois.
I just DM'd Dumois.
I cannot believe what I just read about
Dumois. I need to hear more.
Hello, and welcome to Do You, the show where you'll hear all the latest in celeb gossip and special exclusives that are not shared on my Instagram or anywhere else. I'll be your guide into the world of celeb news, sightings, and secrets. I will be giving you all of the information I have on your favorite topics every week.
This week, we're talking about an Outer Banks blind item, Barry Keoghan and Sabrina Carpenter, the Golden Globes and Whispergate, Taylor Swift, Saltburn Gossip, Paramore, Justin Timberlake, and more. Let's get started.
Fifty high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery comes the competition. Host Shima Oliai was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now she is returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow the competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of the competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to a new season of the podcast.
Hi.
How are you, Ferris?
I'm doing so well. How are you?
Great. It's really great to see you.
You too. Why do you have this look on your face like you just got Botox? You're like, you're not moving. You're like,
I do have Botox, actually.
I know, but like your face isn't moving. It's kind of freaking me out.
Because we've been gone, I feel like, for so long.
That's true.
It's great to be back. Mm-hmm. I hope everyone had a nice holiday.
Yep.
We missed you guys. We missed the listeners.
We did.
But we're back full force.
In the newsroom.
It's good to see you, Ferris.
You too.
Did you have a nice break?
I did. I had a lovely holiday. You know, just relax with the family.
Okay.
That's all.
That's great.
Nothing crazy.
I did some vacationing. I'm a little under the weather. I think I vacationed a little too hard.
You did. But you had a good time.
Yeah. Well, I was just telling you how I fell.
Yeah, let me hear. You didn't tell me what happened.
I twisted my ankle.
Well, this does not surprise me because you've fallen many a time, but yeah. You want to explain how that
there
happened?
There was just a dip in the floor of where we were.
That's it?
That was it.
Just a dip?
Just a dip, and my ankle kind of gave out.
That's the worst feeling.
And I wobbled, and I slow-mo fell to the ground, and it was in front of a group of people that we were with, I knew, and they just stood around me and were like, are you okay?
Oh, they just...
I was like, don't... I was like, I just
fall.
Need a minute.
They let you fall and
they
lay.
They let me fall and lay. I said, I need a minute.
Yeah.
And they just stood there staring at me like, okay. And I got up. I hobbled over to the couch. I sucked up the pain. And then the next day, I looked at my ankle and it was like...
Swollen.
Totally swollen.
Oh my God.
I know.
What a metaphor for how you run, every day here at Dumois. You fall.
Just run through the
you
pain.
You fall on just a dip in the road.
Yeah.
And then you pull yourself back up and you keep on keeping on.
That's very true. Thank you for recognizing that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into it. I was kind of off the grid, or I tried to be off the grid a little bit the past 2 weeks, but I did get a bunch of intel from people that I encountered in real life, over the past 2 weeks.
It's exciting.
Because people who know what I do, they love to share. I don't even ask. Ah. So now my new thing is if they tell me something, I'm like, can I make that a blind item? And they're usually okay. So I think that's why that over the break, there's been a few more editor submission type blind items.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Than there has been in the past, which means I wrote those blind items off of information that I received, usually in the DMs. Mm-hmm. But the past 2 weeks, it was like just encounters I was having with people along my travels. So that brings us to our first topic.
The traveling journalist. I just picture you with like a stick, you know, like journal, like just like journeying through the world.
A stick?
You know, like with like a backpack, stick? Like a backpack on your back and just like whoever you come across. Can I tell you? Like I just like had this whole.
No, that's not what happened.
I know.
It's literally.
I just had like a creative like vision in my head.
That's.
I know.
Couldn't be farther from
the
truth.
No, I know. But like that's just like.
That's
this
so
you
weird.
Know, like this like wise journalist just like journeying the world and like coming across people who are just giving you little nuggets of info.
No? With like a sack on a stick?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Absolutely not.
All right.
First of all, I'm not a journalist, nor do I claim to be.
Okay.
Secondly, people now just like to tell me stuff.
Mm.
And hey, if I could have a person-to-person convo with someone about intel of any kind, like to me, that's
of course
valuable than having a text message convo or convo in the DMs.
Right. Or a dead end email that you can't follow
dead
up.
Dead end email.
Right.
Okay. So that leads us to the first editor's submission blind item that was posted while I was trying to be off the grid. I will read to you guys this blind item. It says, this beach show has some drama behind the scenes. Exes who literally can't stand each other and exes who like each other a little too much. Okay. Now, before we get into this, it's about Outer Banks. Mm-hmm. But there's two issues with this. We don't watch the show, and the person who told us this information does not watch the show.
So blind leading the blind.
Blind leading the blind. But it is about Outer Banks, and we got a little more information. So regarding the exes who can't stand each other, these two cast members did not publicly date.
Correct.
It was suspected by the fans, or as the kids say, the fans shipped them together.
Mm-hmm.
They shipped them.
Willed it into
right.
existence.
They shipped them as characters who were love interests, and they shipped them as real life love interests.
Mm-hmm.
But they never publicly dated. So these two particular cast members apparently do not enjoy filming scenes together. That's what we heard, that there is a real problem on set, allegedly, between these two cast members. And because we don't watch the show, we don't know, like, are they dating? Did we figure out if they're dating on the show?
Well, truthfully, I went to a fandom, a wiki fandom page for the show, and it did seem like they are still dating as of the end of season 3.
Okay, so
their characters.
Because we don't watch the show, we can't say whether or not there's chemistry or they're acting so well that you can't detect any sort of upheaval between these two people in real life. Mm-hmm. But what we heard and what this blind item is based on is that there is, in fact, a lot of issues between
tension issues,
these two cast members. Yes. Right. Tension, you know, crew and like other people on set have to get involved to mediate the scenes,
mm-hmm.
things like that.
Right. So a lot of hand holding maybe during. Yeah.
A lot of hand holding for these two cast members
right.
to get through the scenes.
Right.
So those are the two cast members. We called them exes in the blind item. We were wrong because we had thought they dated in real life. They
right.
didn't.
No.
That don't like each other. Now, the two exes that like each other a little too much, this part is a little bit blurry. We couldn't really get a timeline on this. But basically, and I'm sure you guys could figure out who we're talking about, we'll just say it, like Madeline Klein and Chase Stokes, there is absolutely no issues, no problems.
No beef.
Between them.
No.
They get along very, very well.
Mm-hmm. No bad blood.
No bad blood.
They moved on, right?
Into their respective relationships. Now, what we were alluding to in the blind item, which we couldn't get a timeline on, which we couldn't really get an answer about, is if they had hooked up after they broke up.
Mm.
Now, I don't want to suggest that either are cheating on their current people that they're dating, Kelsey Ballerini and Pete Davidson. That's not what we heard.
Right.
But we just heard that they really get along. And, you know, what happens on set stays on set. Like, maybe after they broke up, they did hook up. It's kind of like summer camp, I feel like, when you film shows like these
it really
on
is.
Location.
It really is. And, right. And when you're in a series like this where you're forced to interact and act together so closely, so frequently, you kind of have to make that professional distinction and say, whatever happened between us happened. We have to keep moving on. I hate to bring the Vampire Diaries into this, but it Jesus. Reminds me of Ian Somerhalder and Nina, right? It's like they broke up and the show must go on.
Yes, but not all actors and actresses are able to do that.
They're not, but the good ones are.
Right. So we're saying kudos to Madeline
yep.
and Chase. You know, did they hook up after they broke up?
Maybe. Who knows?
Our intel kind of suggested that, but unfortunately, we don't know for sure, and mm-hmm. we couldn't get a timeline on it. Mm-hmm. And it also didn't make sense that if they did, it happened super recently, because you could see that, like,
oh, no
Chase
way.
Stokes and Chelsea Ballerini are, like, head Kelsey. Over heels.
Kelsey.
What did I call?
Chelsea. not Chelsea. It's okay. It's okay.
Kelsey Ballerini. I'm sorry. I know who she is. Kelsey Ballerini are head over heels.
Yeah. They're like obsessed with one another.
Yeah. It's very cute.
Super cute.
Right.
So, and I mean, that happens all the time. You know, you're like you break up with somebody and then you hook up with them again after you think things are ending shortly after. And then you're like, eh, no, that was not a good idea. And
right. 100%. Okay. What is next?
Bad Bunny and Kendall Jenner.
Okay. So.
So they went away together for the new year.
Right.
With some other people.
Right. With a bunch of friends. So they broke up around Christmas. That was announced in all the publications. And then, surprise, surprise, surprise,
we're
surprise.
On an island together.
No.
It wasn't.
No, surprise, surprise is a TikTok sound.
Oh. I'm so out of touch.
You're like so out of touch. 80. How do you not know
I don't
that?
Know.
Okay. Anyway.
That's so funny.
They were spotted on vacation together. I heard they were in Mystique. That's where I heard they were. So I asked someone. I said, do you have any insight on Kendall and Bad Bunny reuniting over New Year's Eve? This person says, I know people that were on the trip, and they said it was already planned before they broke up. And they both went because when they broke up, it didn't end on bad terms. It just fizzled out. They did say they think they were hooking up on the trip, but it didn't seem like they wanted to get back together. And
fair.
I think we
That's
had
fair.
I think we had said that, or I don't remember if we had talked about this before the break, but I think we had.
We did.
We said that it wasn't on bad terms, because we had heard that as well.
Yep.
So the sighting I got of them from somebody who was on the same island said that they saw them making out, like.
Great.
I love on the it. Trip.
Great.
So, again, another case of exes getting back together. Totally normal. Mm-hmm. I think we need to add a circle to the Venn diagram.
Oh, boy.
To the relationship Venn diagram.
Like an arrow that goes like backwards. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes you slide backwards.
Yeah. It's like,
that's
it's like,
okay.
It's like totally normal. Yes. So I'm interested to see who these two date next.
Me too.
I think people were hoping that Kendall and Devin Booker were going to get back together. Then something happened over break. People were sending me pictures that one of Kendall's friends, who I had never heard of, was hanging out with Devin's family. So they thought that maybe they were dating. I don't know. It was a little bit too, like, D-list for me to follow, because I'd never heard of this person. Okay, so we will have our eyes open to see what happens next with these two.
Okay, great. So our next topic is about good old Marty Short and Meryl Streep.
Okay. Well, a statement came out today.
It did.
On People magazine.
Yes. So
reading what?
So People reported that the rumors of a romance between Meryl Streep and Martin Short have been greatly exaggerated. On Tuesday, a rep for Short confirmed to People that the pair, quote, are just very good friends, nothing more.
Right. And those rumors obviously started on this account at the beginning of December. Somebody wrote in and asked if we had heard if there was anything going on between them. And of course, our eyes lit up like a Christmas tree. That would be the best couple in Hollywood. And we hadn't heard. This person further explained Because I thought maybe it was a fan just putting them together because they were both on Only Murders in the Building and they play love interest on the show. But this person later clarified that this was an industry rumor.
Mm-hmm.
People in the industry were thinking that maybe something was going on there. And then just this past week, people were saying, yeah, like it's real. Like somebody said, I think they said it's real. I don't know what that means. Like
real what?
Real what? Right. I do want to say that people follow the Dumois account to get the insider information, not to get a rep's comment. Because mm-hmm. people were sending me this article being like, look, you know, the rep said they're just friends. And I'm like, that's great.
Of course the rep is going to right. say that.
Right. No, I'm not saying that they're not just friends. I'm not disputing that. I'm just saying in general, people read the account, listen to the podcasts to hear what the reps aren't saying.
Mm-hmm. That's the whole point.
That being said, what I think, based on information that I received, not from Martin Short or Meryl Streep's reps, is that they have an extreme fondness for one another. Whether that is clarified as being in a romantic relationship or not, I don't know. I don't know if they consummated their relationship. I don't know if, you know, I don't know. Like, they're also like, I hate to say this and like kind of be an ageist, but they're older. I think like when you become a certain age, the rules of dating change a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So maybe they are just really good friends.
It could be just enjoying each other's company. Just they have a lot in common, maybe.
Right. But also like hold a special place mm-hmm. in each other's hearts. That's how it was sort of explained to me. I'm paraphrasing. Those words were not used. But based on what my source told me, it seemed like he has a very, very special fondness for Meryl Streep. As you could see.
Mm-hmm. From their...
From the chemistry.
Their characters.
And also yep. just from both of them being in the industry so long. I'm sure they both just generally have great respect for one another. And they probably yes. have also known each other for years.
Yes. Yes.
That being said, am I trying to will this couple into existence? Yes. I think it would be...
Adorable.
Adorable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm agreeing with that.
But... Alas,
as of now, front facing,
just friends.
Correct.
What they feel in their hearts, only they know. But obviously these dating rumors didn't just come out of thin air. Yeah,
of course. It's the smoke and fire effect, right?
Right. And it's like, why did they feel like they needed to address this? It wasn't really, didn't really have legs. I mean, people were happy about it and then that was it mm-hmm. at the end of the day. Right. So
somebody didn't want
exactly out there. which is when you start to have to pay attention to these things. When thou doth protest too much, I will use the Channing Tatum, Zoe Kravitz example.
Mm.
Once again, when the reps are protesting in the very beginning to squash a rumor, there's a reason. Again, I'm not saying that they're dating. I'm just saying right. like...
They're trying to reroute us.
Reroute. Redirect. Exactly.
Redirect. Okay.
What's next?
Next up is Bobby Burke not tagging Tan France in an IG post after their Creative Arts Emmy win for Queer Eye.
Right. So a lot of people wrote into the Q&A about this. Somebody also said Tan's first Emmy post didn't have Bobby and then he added a second post. I don't know if that means that Bobby was tagged in that. Ferris couldn't even figure out how to figure out who was tagged in a picture. No. We got in a big fight about that before the episode.
It's just
unbelievable. A lot of questions in the Q&A, a DM. So I noticed that Bobby Burke posted the new promotional poster for Queer Eye Season 8 and tagged everyone but Tan. And then also liked this particular comment. There's definitely some beef there. So the comment that Bobby liked is someone saying, if Bobby is not cool with Tan, then I'm not cool with Tan. Look, liked by author.
Mm.
Author being Bobby Burke.
Whoa.
The shade.
Wow.
I was saying to you before we started recording, like, I wish I had the balls to, like...
Just not tag.
Not tag.
A crew member.
A crew member.
A crew member.
Like, he tagged everyone in that picture but Tan.
Ugh.
Like, that's ballsy. Someone else wrote in and said, I went to see Bobby speak in October at High Point Market which is an interior designer's trade show sort of thing. And he was a keynote speaker. Someone asked if they all get along. This was before the show announced him leaving. He was very diplomatic about his answer and basically said certain people are closer than others. And he was close with Karamo because he lived down the street from him. So
a safe answer.
Yeah, that's a safe answer. Also, we talked about this in two separate podcast episodes.
Yes. So it was
when he first was announced that he'd be leaving the show.
Correct. And that was November 16th. That's when we first mentioned that he was announcing that he was leaving. And then there was a subsequent episode a week later as an update saying that we heard from a source it wasn't necessarily his decision to leave the show, and now this with Tan. So we're kind of getting this little post-it map of
homeland
events.
Right, you're like exactly. Putting together the homeland
right exactly
strings.
So we're kind of putting the pieces together here,
right? So if you want more information on when he initially announced that he was leaving the show, that's in the November 16th podcast episode. It's not anything really more than what we're saying now.
No. And I talked about how he felt like he was underappreciated right, for the work he was doing.
That's what it was.
Right.
Yes. He felt underappreciated. Right.
But there's, I don't know, from an outside perspective looking in, and this obviously is not confirmed, it seemed like, you know, there's obviously, it obviously had a lot to do with the dynamic there.
Right.
Safe to say.
For
even
sure.
Though it's not being said, we're all seeing this play
well,
out.
Well, he
liked
a comment that said he's not cool with Tan France.
Right, exactly.
But now everyone's going to want to know the reason. That I don't know.
Right.
I'm sorry. I couldn't find that out. I did ask around a little bit. Okay, what is next?
The Golden Globes.
Okay, so I got, you know, bits and pieces of information about the Golden Globes. Nothing
salacious.
Yeah, nothing too, you know, mind-blowing. Mm. People wanted to know why Pedro Pascal was wearing a sling.
Oh my God. He was so cute. He was adorable.
Yeah, he looked really cute.
Mm-hmm.
It was a boring reason of what happened. He just slipped and fell.
That's it?
Yeah, like kind of like
I like did. You. Just they're just like us.
Like kind of like me. When
kind of like me. That was so cute.
Yeah. So he slipped and fell. I'm not really sure where. I think at the gym, somebody told me they weren't exactly sure, but he slipped and fell. So it wasn't.
Did you see Kiernan Culkin's speech?
He said, suck it, Pedro. Yeah. Somebody else wrote in. They were very upset about this, which I could totally understand.
Mm.
Eating dinner at the Bel Air Hotel right now in the bar on Golden Globe Sunday night. At 8:30 p.m., the manager comes around and says, you all need to close your checks now. We have a last-minute buyout of the bar. Buyout is for Killers of the Flower Moon cast. Within minutes, Robert De Niro, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Martin Scorsese come walking in. They rope off half the lounge until the peasants close out their checks.
I can just see this all playing out.
I know. I understand accommodating celebrities and their privacy, but to make everyone leave within minutes because they decide to come in was the wildest hospitality experience of my life. I felt for this person. I would be fucking fuming. Now, that being said, the Bel Air Hotel
is your favorite place in the world.
When I stayed there, they upgraded me to one of the best hotel rooms I ever stayed.
I know. I remember talking to you because for listeners, if you don't know this about Du, she is a hotel, like, I don't even know what you, enthusiast, I'm going to say. A hotel enthusiast. And she just like hops from like hotel to hotel, like, you know, doing her reviews, right?
Well, that's the excuse.
That's the excuse. That's built an excuse, right? But we know you thrive
at a hotel,
at a luxurious hotel. And you were just next level cloud nine when you were at the Bel Air Hotel.
Right. So that being said, if they want to upgrade me next time I stay there, I'd be happy to accept the same room.
Bet you would.
It had a pool. It had a little like
you were
waiting
so
pool.
I don't think I've ever heard you so happy, actually.
Oh, it was like heaven. Anyway, not cool.
No, I remember
that they kicked everyone out.
Weren't we talking about this previously on the podcast about how that goes down, closing restaurants.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. That's
what made me think
that's of. That's a good circle back.
Yeah.
We said that usually they get earlier day advance.
Right.
This sounds like it was like minute to minute advance.
Yeah, like Leo like texted them and they were like, we're coming.
No, 100%. This person continues, no apology about it whatsoever either. I tried to order a final round of drinks and they said, well, only if you'll finish the drinks in the lobby.
Wow.
Zero fucks given. By the way, the lobby there is really nice, but...
I would be honored to take my drink to the lobby.
No, I get it.
No, that's crazy.
The bar area is like a vibe.
Man, I wouldn't even want a tip after that. I'd be like so disgruntled.
I'd be pissed. I'd be pissed too. But what are they going to say?
You can't.
To Robert De Niro, no. Leo, and Marty.
It's like the
Marty.
Kings of Tinseltown.
Yeah, like sorry. If they're like, we want the whole bar to ourselves. Sorry. Kick rocks.
Yeah, not at all.
So no, that's, but yeah.
That is crazy.
I'd be pissed. The next tidbit I got was about Sabrina Carpenter, who was supposedly supposed to accompany Barry Keoghan to the Golden Globes per the Daily Mail. I guess they got that one wrong. Before we dive into the latest celebrity intel, let's talk about a different kind of drama, the kind that involves our furry co-stars, our pets. I wanted to share a message from our partner, Spot Pet Insurance, who is here to help with unexpected veterinary bills.
What's that?
Well, with Spot Pet Insurance, you can get up to 90% cash back on eligible vet bills. You would need that.
Yeah, saving up to 90% on vet bills sounds fantastic.
It sure is. And get this. Spot Pet Insurance plans cover not only unexpected accidents and illnesses, but also offers an optional preventative care benefit. It can help with the cost of routine wellness, vaccines, and more.
Is it pricey?
Probably less expensive than a surprise $1,800 vet bill, and you know what that's like.
It's not pretty.
Just head over to spotpet.com for a free quote. Paid ad from Spot Pet Insurance. Waiting periods, annual deductibles, coinsurance, benefit limits, and exclusions may apply. For all terms, visit spotpetins.com/sample-policy. Insurance plans are underwritten by either Independence, American Insurance Company, or United States Fire Insurance Company, and produced by Spot Pet Insurance Services, LLC. When you look at bags of dog food, you see pictures of bright carrots and juicy steaks. But when you open the bag, all you get are burnt, smelly pellets. Dog food needs some fresh thinking. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy. Dogs will eat anything. Just because they'll eat it, does it mean it's healthy food? This is why I love Farmer's Dog. It's real, fresh, healthy food. With whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. Just tell them about your dog and they'll deliver personalized, vet-developed recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, conveniently delivered on your schedule. Dog people all across the country have ordered millions of meals from the Farmer's Dog. It's never been easier to invest in your dog's health with fresh food. We have partnered with Farmer's Dog for a while and have stayed loyal because of the Farmer's Dog commitment to quality always. Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/DEUXU. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/DEUXU. Somebody saw her at dinner on Saturday night, the night before the Golden Globes, at Gem Wine in New York City. She was with a guy, but it seemed like a friend vibe, not a date. They split a bottle of wine, which we love. So are Sabrina and Barry dating? I don't know. I would think that she would at least be in LA, even if she didn't attend the Golden Globes with him. We know that they had a date at Pache in December.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't been seen by the paparazzi since. He's also been on a whirlwind. I mean, Saltburn is...
It took off.
An amazing movie.
Everyone, yeah, and we'll talk about that later. But right. Yeah. I mean,
so I don't know if they're dating. People were asking. I thought Sabrina was supposed to be his date to the Golden Globes. Well, she was in New York City Saturday night. Mm-hmm. So to me, that seems like it was never the plan mm-hmm. for her to accompany him to the Golden Globes.
Right.
If they're still dating, I don't know. If the Pache date was a one-off, I don't know. I'd love to find out if anyone knows.
Hopefully we'll find out something soon. A cute pair.
The next big story that came out of the Golden Globes was, what do we call it? Whispergate. I know. Let's just touch upon it. We don't have to like get too deep into it. But in case you missed it, Selena Gomez was shot by the Golden Globe cameras in between commercial breaks, whispering with Taylor Swift and Miles Teller's wife. And people were trying to read their lips because they were very animated about what they were talking about. There was one word that was very clearly detected, or at least I thought it was. Some people thought that Miles Teller's wife said something else, but it looked like she said Timothy.
Mm-hmm. No, she 100% did.
Only she knows what she said, right. Really. But from that one word, a whole rumor,
whole narrative
transpired that Selena went up to Timothy Chalamet at the Golden Globes, asked him for a picture, and Kylie Jenner stepped in and said no. It is the most ludicrous rumor. I'm actually embarrassed for the publications that even wrote a headline entertaining that this is what the fans were literally making up out of thin air. Mm-hmm. Now, I talked to a couple people that were actually at the Golden Globes, okay? These aren't TikTokers. These aren't lip readers. These are people who were actually there. One person says the following. Kylie and Timothy kept to themselves pretty much, and they were very touchy. Kylie sat there awkwardly and didn't really talk to anyone. She barely looked at anyone at their table. So if that was her vibe, because she probably felt like out of place in this room full of like A-listers.
Yeah.
Do you really think that she would have the balls to be like, no, to Selena? Abso-freaking-lutely. Besides the fact that it's such a ludicrous sentiment, This was her vibe from somebody who was at the Golden Globes.
Keeping to herself,
just talking to Timothy.
Yeah.
Kind of being shy. It sounded like she was kind of shy.
Yeah, and kind of maybe recognizing that this isn't about her. This is about Timothy.
Exactly. That's one part of it. Another part of it is a couple people told me that they were whispering about the monologue, which, you know, was a pointed joke at Taylor, which she wasn't too happy about.
No, she was not.
They were wondering why wasn't Timothy included in the monologue. I mean, Wonka, I feel like to me, Wonka could have been an easy joke.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Just because it's like a fun, whimsical movie.
Yeah.
It's a remake. Maybe that's why Miles Teller's wife said Timothy. I have no idea. So they were talking about that. They were gossiping about the monologue. I'm sure they were talking shit about people that were there. That's what girlfriends do. They were planning their exit.
Yeah.
When they were going to leave.
Yeah. Where they were going to go.
They're also smart. Like Selena and Taylor have been in this business a long time. They know all eyes are on them. Mm-hmm. They're not going to say anything
incriminating
that could be overheard.
Right. Right. Or you'd think.
Or you'd think, right? We don't know. We're just we're just guessing. So, I mean, that whole narrative just reminded me of Eyebrowgate and Spitgate, which Eyebrowgate went on forever. Mm-hmm. The whole like Hailey Bieber, Selena,
that was wild.
Kylie Jenner, yeah,
yeah.
And then the Spitgate was like a little bit more lighthearted, but it went on forever. Like, hopefully, this will just like end.
Unless we really find out. Imagine there was like hidden audio somewhere, like somebody recording them. No, that's not going to happen.
Well, people were writing me in like, there's a head of the studio was sitting next to Taylor. They were like, that guy knows the tea. Mm-hmm. They need to ask him what those girls were whispering about.
Yeah. Yeah.
The bottom line is we'll never know.
Yep.
Only they know. Mm-hmm. But to come up with such a silly narrative and have people actually believe it.
It's an easy target.
It's just like very middle school to me.
It is.
Speaking of Taylor.
Yeah, let's get a little Taylor update and all of her Christmas scandals.
Right. Well, somebody wrote into the Q&A yesterday and said, do you know anything about Taylor Swift's quote unquote Christmas scandal that her reps supposedly squashed? I was in line in New York City this weekend and some PR girl was loudly talking about working on it in public. I didn't really answer this because I didn't know, but I said maybe it had something to do with an engagement. And the reason I said that was because, you know, people aren't going to like this. Like, why do you keep speculating? But I had heard, allegedly, there was a sparkly present.
Underneath the mistletoe?
Underneath the mistletoe, underneath the Christmas tree.
Mm.
Someone is alleging that there's a sparkly present. And it's not,
and it's not from her friend?
It's not from Miles Teller's wife. No. Okay. It's from somebody else. So when they asked me that question, my answer was, did it have something to do with engagement? Like maybe, like, it, you know, thinking like maybe that she didn't want it out there yet. If, in fact, they did have a special moment during Christmas, she didn't want it out yet. Like maybe they want to wait and announce until after the season or keep it private for a while.
Yeah.
So that's where my mind went to. But apparently there were a lot of other Christmas scandals.
Mm. So she's had the collab leak.
Right. The collab leak with Target.
Mm-hmm.
There was a picture of this going around. Some people thought it was fake. I have no idea. It was the back of a vinyl and Target, the retailer, Target, mistakenly put on the floor records that had a song called Slut with Maddie Healy as the co-writer.
Mm.
And I guess that version was supposed to be scrapped, but Target, I guess, messed up and released a couple of copies and people got them for Christmas.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a treasure.
But I don't think the song was on the vinyl. I think it was just the lyrics and it saying that he was a co-writer.
Okay.
So that was a scandal that happened, but I don't think it was like talked about a lot.
Mm-hmm. Then her merch.
Right. Apparently people had bought some of her merch. Someone wrote me that the Christmas scandal is merch coming in broken and a bunch of items that were promised to arrive before Christmas from Swift's online store that won't be out for delivery until late January. Everyone got refunds. Well, that's good customer service.
Yes.
That they got refunds. They said her merch store has gone downhill since she changed labels. Listen, I'm a merch vendor myself.
Don't even
The merch game is not easy. Shit does come in late. It does. Mm. I could feel for that. But wait, I didn't know.
Get shipped to who knows where.
I didn't realize that that was an issue. And then there was also some emails that got leaked, some old emails.
Yeah, daddy's emails.
Her daddy's emails that somebody sent me these court documents. They were like, turn to page 22 and you'll see the dad's emails. And I tried to read like a line. I was like, I don't even understand what this means. I also don't understand. They're old. Why it was being leaked. And then the last thing was the New York Times article, the opinion piece, which I'm not even, I mean, it's.
Let's not.
I'm not even going to discuss it. But anyway, my point is that Taylor had a very busy December.
Mm-hmm.
Poor girl, kind of like been through it with all these, like, she's dodging bullets left and right, it sounds like.
Right. Well, hopefully it really did end with a lovely sparkler underneath the tree.
Right.
Hopefully.
We don't know. Some sources are alleging that is the case. And we'll see. I mean, TBD on that.
It'll be exciting to find out.
I wonder.
After the football season.
I wonder if, in fact, it is true, like how it will be announced. I don't think it'll be announced. Like, we're just speculating right now, like in a fantasy world.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it wasn't Travis she was getting engaged to, someone like Taylor Swift, who is so entrenched in the media, getting engaged, how do you announce that? You don't go with a publication, you know, an exclusive.
No.
I think you do it your own way, maybe.
Just like an IG post?
I don't know. I feel like that is something that I'm sure that she's had to sit down with her team and strategically discuss.
Mm.
I mean, all eyes are on her every second.
Just waiting for her to make her next move.
Right. Waiting for her to do anything.
Yeah.
I also, somebody also else did confirm that there was some sort of collaboration coming or in the works between her and Kendrick Lamar. I know we talked about that.
We did. Yeah.
Yeah. And as far as any other Taylor updates, that's it. That's all I heard.
Okay.
What's next?
Saltburn gossip.
Okay. So if you haven't seen Saltburn, I highly recommend it. Have you seen it?
Yes, I have. I thought it was very interesting. Very, very interesting. It reminded me, you know what it gave me a little bit? It gave me a Black Swan-esque vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was especially one part, I'm not going to say it, but just in case, you know, spoilers. But it just gave me that tone, that mood.
Okay.
But it was cool. It was definitely cool, very cheeky, you know, the satirical nature of it. Was
more than cheeky. It was very provocative.
Very, very.
I didn't get much intel. I mean, I want all the intel.
Me too.
I don't even want the bad. I don't want bad stuff. I just want to know what it was like filming this movie.
Yeah,
that's it. Like, I don't want to hear anything bad. Just what was it like?
Like, how was Cersei Lannister? You know what I mean?
Cersei Lannister.
Yeah.
Rosamund Pike is the mom, and she was not in Game of Thrones.
Oh my God, looks exactly like her.
No,
who am I thinking of?
I have no idea.
Holy crap.
Gone Girl. She was in my favorite movie, Gone Girl.
Oh, yes. She looks exactly like Cersei Lannister.
No, she doesn't.
Yes, she does.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah.
Wow. Gone Girl is one of my favorite
movies.
That's
a good one. That's messed up. I know. That's a messed up movie.
That is. Damn. But you know what? Like, I would love to Gone Girl, like, for a hot minute.
Yeah. You'd never be able to, but.
Yeah. Why not?
You just wouldn't. You wouldn't.
She, like, planned it out perfectly.
I know. It gives me anxiety just thinking about that movie. So anyway,
Gone Girl.
Yeah. It was great.
I'm about to Gone Girl myself.
All
okay.
Right. All right.
Don't come looking for me if I do.
Okay.
Just FYI. Right. This person says, I heard Jacob is a gem, but Barry was a little difficult on set. The only one who could wrangle him was Jacob. Apparently, Barry kept asking if he could take his shirt off in scenes. He has a good body.
He does. He does.
Somebody else says, regarding Saltburn gossip, I watched with a friend this week and was told her friend lives in the house in Northamptonshire as it's still a private home. Jacob Elordi was flirting with the eldest daughter and asked an assistant, they don't know if it was an assistant or crew, about her, for the mother of the family to turn them down, saying she has a boyfriend. Imagine, really hope it's true. I think they meant to say, I hope it's true. I asked when it was filmed. They said last summer. Because Jacob Elordi has been on and off with Olivia Jade. Mm-hmm. On and off, I would say. I don't know how.
Right, but most recently we heard on.
Right, well, they've been seen together.
Yeah.
Okay, this message comes in anonymously via email. So I can't. It could just be a fan.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll read it nonetheless. I was an extra for some uni scenes in Saltburn. Can confirm Emerald, that is the director and the writer, is very passionate about her movies. Not in a rude way, but she knows what she wants and she'll tell you straight up. Okay, I've seen some interviews that she's given, mm-hmm, and I get that vibe as well, and I also fucking love that vibe. Jacob is so much more intimidating in real life. I didn't really talk to him, but he seemed nice and he made everybody laugh. Barry is super flirty. He was very nice and polite when talking to everybody. He has a Hollywood aura. I can't explain it. Archie is also very nice and seems the most normal out of all of them. Just a funny guy vibing on set. I didn't get to talk to Rosamund, Robert, or Allison, but only heard nice things about them, except maybe that Rosamund tends to curse a lot. But I don't really think that's bad. Okay, this person sounds like maybe they were on set. This is like...
That sounds pretty legit.
Yeah.
You're going to really make all that up?
I don't know. I mean, come on.
I mean, yeah.
The cursing? Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's all I got, you guys.
I
know.
If you have anything else out there.
I know. We could talk about it forever. Yeah. Oh, actually, somebody messaged me today and they were like, I live down the street. Come visit me and we'll go walk by.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
From the house.
The house?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Whoa.
Yeah. This is our last topic, and then we'll turn to the Q&A. Sorry, we're laughing because I just had a coughing fit. I'm a little sick today, guys. Sorry. We'll turn to the Q&A because I love hearing what the people have to say. I missed everyone.
Me too.
I really did.
It really feels like we know all of you.
Uh-huh.
It's really weird.
I know.
It's very strange.
I know. It's nice to take a break from the celebrity news and gossip and intel and talking about celebrities. But I did miss like the commentary.
Mm-hmm.
From
guys are
people.
So funny.
Yeah.
So
we're
funny.
We're always LOLing. Okay.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Sorry. The last topic, and then we'll turn to the Q&A, is about Paramore. Ferris, what do you think one of the biggest health challenges?
Oh, for sure, weight management.
Exactly. Yo-yo dieting, losing weight, putting it back on.
Trying the latest fad, it not working.
Exactly.
Feeling like a failure.
Feeling like a failure is the worst feeling when it comes to weight loss.
And then getting discouraged.
What if I told you I knew of something that could help with this?
I would 100% want to know.
The Row Body Program pairs a weekly shot with healthy lifestyle changes so you can lose 15 to 20% of your weight in a year on average and actually keep it off.
That's amazing. And I love how it's over a year. That's so important for sustainability.
Exactly. The slow weight loss.
The slow burn.
Over 200,000 people have already chosen Row to help them lose weight. Row Body Program members have support throughout the process. Row's partner handles all of the insurance paperwork to help get medication covered. If eligible for medication, patients have access to their provider on demand for any questions. You can sign up online from the comfort of your own home. This means no scheduling a doctor's appointment, no commute to the doctor's office, and no waiting room.
That sounds amazing, especially for parents not having to
leave
home.
Or people that work.
Yeah.
Having to get that appointment.
How convenient.
Average weight loss is 15 to 20% in 1 year, like I said, with healthy lifestyle changes. It's important to note that you do have to pair both. BMI and other eligibility criteria apply. Go to row.co/do. Sign up today and you'll pay just $99 for your first month and $145 a month after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/DEUX. Here on Do You, we do not like misleading info. That's why I do my best to be transparent with the most up-to-date intel on all of your favorite celebs. You can trust that I will never intentionally dupe you. Sadly, in life, we do have to deal with a lot of sneaky terms, annoying bill hikes, and exorbitant fees that we did not anticipate. We call that yada yada. Here on Do You, we do not like yada yada. Now, you could spend all of your time combing through contracts, or you could just skip the hassle and go with a trusted brand like Metro by T-Mobile, helping you to get ahead and not pull you back. That's right. You don't take yada yada from life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and not a yada yada. Never settle for less. I know I never do. And now that I don't have to worry about sneaky yada yada, I have time to dedicate my time to making the best content for you guys. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
Yeah, so they had a social media blackout. Everybody in the band wiped out their Instagrams. Paramore's band website was down, is down. So everybody, all fans were super worried, wondering what exactly happened. They said they no longer could attend and perform at the iHeartRadio Alter Ego show on January 13th. They apologized. What's going on?
Right. So, first of all, I love Paramore.
Mm-hmm. Great band.
Misery Business. I used to run to that song so hard.
Yeah?
Yeah. Do you know it?
I think.
I'm in the business of misery. Ticking like a clock. Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody wrote in, this is unconfirmed. unverified information. It's just what somebody wrote in. I was not able to have a further conversation with them about what they wrote in. It's pretty juicy. This person alleges Haley Williams and Taylor York, both in Paramore, are in a relationship and things have been very rocky for a while now secretly. Paramore canceled multiple shows on their last tour and said it was because members of the band were sick. Then they were supposed to play a show this week as a headliner and pulled out. Well, they've committed to months of Taylor Swift's European Eras Tour. Contracts are done. It's been announced for months now. And now Paramore is trying to get out of it. That's what this person is alleging. And Taylor is not very pleased about that because Taylor and Haley are very close friends. So Taylor is very aware of what has been going on between Haley and her boyfriend, Taylor. So she's been telling her, like,
let's kind of get it together but work things out for the tour.
For the band, yeah, for the tour. Band.
Right.
You already committed, like right. that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, that is not verbatim. That's just
what we think.
What we think. If Paramore does do the tour, it'll be interesting to see if they drop the bullshit and stop canceling shows when they don't feel like doing it. Because I can't see Taylor putting up with that when I'm sure she performs when she doesn't feel good. And her schedule is way more intense than theirs. It's also not exactly a tour you can just bail on since Taylor would have no opener.
Well,
so basically what this person is saying is that, let me just recap what I think they're saying.
Okay.
They're alleging that there is drama between Haley and Taylor, who are both in the band Paramore. Not Taylor Swift, Taylor York. And that has contributed to some show cancellations. That's what this person is alleging. They're saying, what's going to happen when they have to open for Taylor? They can't be like, well, we don't feel like performing tonight. They're going to have to put aside any differences.
Figure it out.
Now, there's also some other reasons that have been given publicly of why Paramore has been canceling.
Correct.
which are what, Ferris?
So late last month, late December, the band's 20-year contract with Atlantic Records had expired. So everybody in the band is a free agent at this point. So that's one possible contributing factor to everything. Again, we don't work for the music industry. I don't know how that works.
Right.
You know, timing wise, like your contract ends and you have X amount of days, months to whatever. But that's one reason. And also it's interesting to note that last August in 2023, the band did cancel a handful of shows because Haley was fighting this lung infection. So she seemed to really have trouble back then. Like she made a statement, I need to, you know, I can't risk long-term damage. I don't want to perform. I need to pay attention to my body. I physically can't go on. Thank you for your support. So I think there's a lot of factors at play. It's not, I don't think it's black and white.
It doesn't sound like it's one thing.
No, but it's quite sudden to see that social media complete shutdown, site down, you know, that's shocking.
Right. It sounds to me like I would think the label thing probably plays a bigger factor because they could also be internally arguing about where they go next.
Oh yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like as a band,
right?
Everyone's not on the same page.
Right. And I'm not even sure how that free agent piece of it works as far as like free agent as a band, free agent as individual musicians. I don't know, obviously, logistics of that. So yeah, it's complicated.
It does sound complicated. But nonetheless, this person is alleging that there is some
issues,
relationship,
of,
right. romantical romantic relationship issues
yes.
that are happening. It sounds very Fleetwood Mac.
Mm. But also like to cancel a tour as big as Taylor's. Is kind of over.
She didn't cancel.
No, I know. But like if you were considering not performing Paramore because of an issue like that, that just seems like unreasonable.
Yeah. We don't know if that's happening. They were just speculating that like since they are canceling, will that be the next announcement?
Yeah, right, right, right.
Although I would assume that if you're someone like Taylor Swift, it would be easy to find
a replacement. I'm sure there's like a long, long line of people waiting to open for her. So
right. Okay, let's take to the Q&A and see what the people are talking about this week.
All right.
We covered a lot of things that people were asking about in the Q&A. So let's just peruse. Okay, somebody asks, are Rudy and Madison on the Outer Banks still friends? We answer that.
Yeah.
We don't think so. Mm. We don't. I mean, we can't say for sure. But based
doesn't say outlook not good if we had a magic eight ball.
We should make a magic eight Demois ball.
Ooh.
Okay. Somebody wants to know, why didn't Alba Baptista and Chris Evans attend the show? Also, if someone has more pictures, please share. So there were pictures of Alba Baptista and Chris Evans at an after party. A lot of people don't attend the show. I mean, I'm going to be honest, like, I think the show is like kind of a drag.
I was going to say it's probably not anywhere near what we see as far as
And I know we
edited
just,
and lots of wait time. People are up and walking around.
Exactly. And I know we earlier in this episode discussed like Selena and Taylor, you know, planning an exit escape. But I think a lot of people feel that way. I think they just want to bounce after their.
You have to stick around for your nomination or your, you know, whatever it may be.
Right. Somebody says, on behalf of my boyfriend, Tiger Woods ending his Nike relationship. Yeah. I don't have any intel on that. A couple people did ask me, but I would be interested to know. I mean, I'm assuming, depending on how long they've worked together, like contracts just end and sometimes they're not renewed for the amount of money. It all comes down to dollars and cents, let's be honest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Somebody asked, Meghan Markle turned down Golden Globes appearance with Sue Cast. I heard she had another commitment that night. That's why she turned it down. I don't think it was anything bad. I think probably people are speculating there's beef, but I heard she just had another commitment. That's what I heard. I have no other details. Somebody said Selena and Taylor gossiping was about them not letting Benny Blanco sit by her or at her table. Another actor said his wife wasn't able to sit with him. I think this is why the, let's leave came from. Now, I don't know if Benny was there.
I don't know either.
I know there was a picture of him and Selena after the award show. It kind of looked like they were in like a storage closet. Did you see that picture? There's like boxes behind them.
No, I didn't.
But he could have been sitting in the auditorium in another spot. Oh, I also heard that Taylor like wasn't happy with like her placement, her table placement. I didn't watch the show. I don't know if it was on the main. Was her table on the main floor? Do you know?
I can't confirm that. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, if it wasn't, then potentially she wasn't happy about that.
Wait, so that would make sense then, that whole conversation, and then why Kaylee Teller said Timothy. Maybe she was saying, well, oh, they let Timothy have Kylie sit with her.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm right.
Or
if I'm right.
Like, oh, Kylie's sitting with Timothy and their boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think the gossip was as salacious as people are like thinking it is. Like, they're like, but look at their facial expressions, and I'm like, that would be my facial expression if somebody told me the bar was at a Belvedere Vodka.
Oh yeah,
I'd be like, what? You know, yeah. I'd be like, what?
You'd be like, Timothy.
Right, like that, like I would have that same facial expression.
Same.
So I don't think it was was as bad as people think. I mean, a lot of questions about Taylor and Selena and Kylie. I mean, let's move on. Let's talk about something a little bit more interesting. Justin Timberlake deleted his Instagram. Is this news? I saw it as a headline. Is it news? I can't.
I don't know.
I can't with the deletions of the Instagrams and the unfollowings of the people
like
on Instagram.
New year. Like,
he's probably starting a new project, resetting. I can't like
Zendaya with like the followers.
I just can't analyze stuff like that. Is that bad? Do I need to get on that train?
Nah.
You guys tell me.
Nah.
I physically can't do it, but I feel like I'm letting the people down by like not discussing it.
You're not.
Safe Sex and Kelly Rizzo. Okay, so Safe Sex was on Kelly Rizzo's podcast. He said he wants to get married. Did you hear that?
Yes. But wait, also real quick, New Year's Eve, when he was talking to Andy and Anderson Cooper, literally did not even recognize him.
Why? Like, he looked good.
I was like, is that John Mayer? I don't know. He like did not look like himself.
So there was also like another John Mayer like drama over New Year's Eve, because apparently Kieran and Shipka was also in Tokyo. John Mayer was in Tokyo. People were sending me anonymous emails how they were both staying at the same hotel, how they were both staying at different hotels. Then I got this like very long anonymous DM from like a burner account how they actually were staying at the same hotels. Like, I don't care if they were staying in the same room. They are not dating. Like 100%. Like, maybe they've hooked up in the past, maybe they've hung out, but I could say with like almost full confidence they're not dating. I do think that something in the past, like, maybe, like, let's refer to the Venn diagram
again.
We have to, because relationships are complicated.
They are.
You can't just say like one thing or another.
You're right. Okay. So he's saying, yes, I did see that he's saying he wants to settle down, get married.
Right. You know, I guess. Wow. Do I believe the words coming out of his mouth? Like, yeah, sure. Do I think he will ever get married? I don't know. I don't know.
It's, man, hard to say. Who's that lucky lady going to be?
Not Kieran and Shipka.
Not me.
Somebody said Paul Mescal running away from girls in the park. Do you know about this?
No. What? What?
It's the fucking funniest thing ever. What? Hold on. I got to look it up. Hold on. Give me one second. This article from Elle Australia. Like, you got to give it to like the European outlets. Like, they literally don't give a shit. Is Paul Mescal really running away from his dates? The rumor explained. People were saying that Paul would say to girls, let's go for a walk after hooking up with them, and then literally run away.
What? Why?
I don't know. I didn't read the article, but this person just said, oh my God, no idea if it's true, but there's a rumor going around Reddit and TikTok that Paul will say, let's go for a walk after hooking up with a girl, and then literally just
like jet, just like
away from them.
Wow.
That's fucking hysterical. Do I think that's true? No.
That's a weird character trait, if true.
Somebody said, update. I know for a fact Alexander Skarsgård had to cancel on the Globes last minute. Anything on this? No. I have no idea. He is a elusive one.
Oh, yeah. He's.
I don't know what goes on with him. I know he had a baby, but
yeah,
that was like super top secret.
Huh.
No, I don't know. But I think that people probably back out the last minute a lot. I don't think that that's...
They're like, this is so boring. I can't go.
I don't think that that's uncommon.
No, I'm sure not.
Someone said, are Leo and Camilla still friendly? Saw they were both at the Golden Globes. I don't think that they're still friendly. In fact, someone sent me a DM over the break that they saw her in Miami with this guy, and they described like the whole encounter, and she didn't sound very nice in it. And I was really surprised. I guess I don't know a lot about her, so I don't know why I should say I'm surprised. But she wasn't nice. Somebody says, celebs did not seem to enjoy the red carpet last night. Were there normies all over? No, I think that it was like really windy and blustery at the Golden Globes on the red carpet. That's probably why it looked like they weren't enjoying it. Okay, that is a wrap. I think that's a wrap on today.
Yeah, we're going to have to lock up the newsroom.
I'm not doing well.
Can we reschedule?
No. I think this was like a good way to dip our toe
into the 2024 pond.
Back here into 2024. Can't wait to deliver a lot of really fun and fresh episodes for you guys this year.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. This has been a production of Cadence 13, an Odyssey studio. New episodes of Do You will air every Thursday. See you next week.